little commercial break for our fans.
A little intermission here. Let's talk about Wolf Nation.
Ooh, I love that.
Berlet's spelled W-U-L-F. I know you failed elementary school. That is not how you spell the normal wolf. It's W-U-L-F, this brand, though. Because it stands for. What do you think it stands for?
Well, if anything, with the style they have, it has to be wake up and live free.
That's it. Because when you wake up and you live free, you are tired of the man's shit, man. You're tired of living from paycheck to paycheck, okay? You want to wolf it, man. You want to grow a beard. You want to be free.
You want to have your own style.
You want to do your own thing. You want to go out there and get it. You want to go do podcasts weekly with no listeners and go for people. I mean,
No, we don't want to. We're trying to get away from that.
So Wolf Nation, follow them on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, and
wolfnation.com.
All right, let's talk something else. Hey, you all know Don Bagnato, right?
I know we do.
We certainly know him. But Don Bagnato, wonderful director of A Convenient Truth.
Great movie, great movie.
You know what that is? That's a great mockumentary.
That's the story of my life.
Yes, they'll make the Michael Berlew story. But right now, if you want to support... If you want to support independent film, you need to go to Con Truth Movie. Con Truth Movie. C-O-N Truth Movie.com.
And what do I get there, Scotty?
If you enter the promo code shenanigans, okay, you get the movie for half off.
Oh, my
half
God.
Off. If you want the movie, it's $6.49. If you want the bonus package, it's freaking $7, bro.
You know.
$7. $7.99.
That's a great deal. I put Shenanigans on Amazon. They charge me double.
That's not Amazon, bro, and that's a porn site. But that's Amazonian women.
Oh. That was a weird package that came in that drone.
I wonder why my order didn't get here. Finally. Well, we got two more things. We got two more, so hang in with us. Berlew, the playoffs are coming up this weekend. Well, last weekend.
Yeah. Hail to the Redskins, hopefully.
Screw the Redskins. But if you want to play... Daily fantasy sports, okay? Fantasy football's over. No, it's not. Not during the playoffs. Daily fantasy sports, win big. Act now. Enter the promo code shenanigans and get 15% off.
And if football's not your thing, hey, the basketball season's still going
UFC,
on.
Your UFC, sport, NASCAR is coming.
NASCAR is coming in February.
Darts, fantasy darts.
NHL.
Fantasy darts. Billiards. I'm horseshoes.
Yeah.
Jai Ali.
I got Aaron McManus in my DraftKings team.
But anyway, tons and tons of options. Go there and play now. Enter the promo code shenanigans. Finally, I want to give a shout-out to my friends at Trivia Revolution.
Ooh.
If you like trivia, playing trivia every day, and if you like beer,
I do that too.
Come out to the Clark Paragon Tap and Table, wonderful restaurant where I, yours truly, host trivia every Tuesday from 8 to 10 o'clock. Come on up, play some trivia, win some prizes and some cash.
Can I come?
No.
Aw.
Goodbye, people. Enjoy the podcast.
Hi.
Hey guys, it's Arnold Mitt, aka Susie Wong, and you are listening to Verbal Shenanigans.
But our shenanigans are cheeky and fun.
Yeah, I mean, his shenanigans are cruel and tragic.
Which makes them not shenanigans at all, really.
Evil shenanigans.
I swear to God, I'll pistol whip the next guy that says shenanigans.
Look at that action.
All right. Welcome back to the Verbal Shenanigans Show, or podcast, or whatever you'd like to call it.
I like to think of it as a movement.
A movement?
Yes, like my bowels.
That's great, brother.
Yeah, there goes that should be our slogan.
There goes the one listener we had on on Periscope.
You, Dom?
You talking about your bowels. Hello there on Periscope, and welcome to Verbal Shenanigans. And I know it's not the best view, but you can see my... my parents' 70s kind of wood-paneled basement is pretty cool.
Mm-hmm.
If you're listening at home, this is the third member of the podcast. He's that's Obi there.
Hello, everybody.
He's a fat slob, and he loves hanging out. He's wagging his tail, getting crazy. So
I'm a porky animal.
So, Michael Berlew, we are back, and we're guestless. I don't know how to do this.
I guess we just stare at each other for an hour and call it a day.
I don't remember how to podcast without a guest, I don't think. It's been a wild month of guests, 2 months, really.
I'm just trying to think. What was the last one we did that wasn't a guest?
Christmas episode.
Oh, yeah, duh.
Yeah, yeah. But that was like... kind of we record that on a night when we had multiple guests.
Yeah.
Do you have something open where, like Periscope or something?
What do you mean?
I don't know. I'm getting like feedback in my headphones. I don't know.
No, my phone's over in my coat, so.
Oh, well, I don't know. But yeah, we did the Christmas one in between like interviewing two people that night.
Yeah.
And then we were supposed to have Sean Kemp on that night. But
story of our lives.
But Sean, once again, you let us down. One day you'll come on. But
he's gonna be in a bar like in the middle of June. Hey guys, I do this really funny thing every once in a while. You want to see this? Check this out. Oh hey, I'd love to be on your podcast.
I do it once every quarter, and it really tricks the guys into thinking I'm coming on the show. But I'm not even Sean Kemp.
That'd be the greatest, and all. After like 3 years, it's like, you dumbass, I'm a 19-year-old kid in Guam.
Mm-hmm. So, Michael Berlew, let's, for those listening who are new to the show or listening on Periscope here, we have a little thing called the Shenanigans Showdown going on.
Yeah.
The Shenanigans Showdown. And what that is my co-host here and I have challenged each other to 30 different things.
31.
Oh, 31. Okay, one being a 50-pointer. Mm-hmm. There's 20-pointers, 10-pointers, and 5-pointers, okay? So we have challenged each other. You, Michael Berlew, you are looking at your disgusting face right now. You are completing one of the challenges, I believe a 5-pointer.
Yes, my 5-point challenge to... go with just a mustache for one full week. Basically, when the clock hit midnight, I shaved and I sent you a picture with Happy New Year, my smiling little pedophile face.
Yeah. So you are wearing a mustache. How do you feel about this? Let's zoom in on this disgusting mustache.
Right. Let me get it nice and firm there for our audience members.
So that's
on
about
Periscope.
A week almost.
We're pretty close to it. After tomorrow night, technically, that would be 7 days.
That's really lovely, Berlew. It's really good.
Yeah, it's. I think I used to do it a little bit for a while way back when. Like when I was growing up, my dad always had a mustache. But those were the early 80s where it was quite acceptable to wear one of those.
And now, the two people that are listening right now, look at that. Lovely. Oh my god. That is so disgusting. That's so disgusting.
I thought I had something in. As I'm doing that with your mom peeking down here.
So how do you feel wearing this stash?
It's not atrocious. I mean, I was kind of looking at it, I get like a little smirk. I'm just looking at the silliness of having the look, but it's not like people are looking at me funny. Like one person at work it kind of like, oh, you're trying a new look, huh?
Oh, you're going for that.
I pulled him aside. I'm like, yeah, let me explain something.
So, Berlew is wearing the mustache, and it's not like a thick mustache. You're not like Tom Selleck-ing it.
No.
Which would be cool.
I never could grow. I mean, you see, like for the most part, I have like a shaggy kind of beard, if you will. It's not like a fully grown-in beard.
I've
always wanted to kind of have one. Like my dad told me, it took because he had one for quite a while. It took him till his, I would say, early 40s for him to be able to fully grow one out. So,
what you're saying is you're not part of Wolf Nation.
I am a part of Wolf Nation. I'm right. Like Wolf Nation Junior, you know, right. The
Wolf Baby. Yeah. Wolf Baby. So you are, I guess, what, one day, 2 days away from unlocking the first points in the challenge?
Yeah, once we hit midnight Thursday night into Friday, that would be technically 7 days, and I'm on the board.
On the board, okay. Mm-hmm. I am currently attempting one of the challenges.
Mm-hmm.
You made me play some stupid-ass superhero fighting game called Injustice.
Gods Amongst Us.
Gods Amongst Us. And it is very, very repetitive, Berlo.
Yes, it is.
In fact, it's the same thing every single round. Like I know,
pretty much. It's mind-numbing fun is the best way to describe it.
It's mind-numbing, all right. It is. I got my character. I have to get to level 50 now. Is this going to take forever to get to level 50? Because I'm up to level 10.
I would say you're going to
get a lot longer.
Most of your year, yeah. It's not a quick turnaround kind of deal. I mean, that is the maximum you can get a character in that game. So
yeah, I got to level 10 pretty quick, but I'm guessing it takes longer and longer and longer to upgrade.
Yeah, I mean, every time you go up a level, then it's more points to get to the next level. So
That's great. What is that, a 5-pointer?
That is a, let me bring it up. I believe it's a 5-pointer. Oh, might be a 10. Let me see. I'm bringing up your spreadsheet that I sent you. We're very professional here at Verbal Shenanigans.
Oh, yeah, we're professional, right?
Mm-hmm. Wow. Oh, that is a 10-pointer.
All right. So it's worth the points.
Yes. Yeah.
We still have one viewer. Okay. We got someone. How's it going out there? Okay, I don't know if you're seeing actually a paper bag, a plastic bag right now of booze, but now you're seeing my lovely mug. Mm. Now, I am attempting that. Now, again, we are challenging each other to a year-long point competition where we need to challenge each other to various different things, everything from, let's see, Berlo has to feed a pig with his feet.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I have to go bull riding.
Mm-hmm.
What else do I got to do?
You have to knit a scarf.
I got to knit a scarf.
You need to whittle a pan flute.
I got
to
play Jai Li. I got to do all sorts of things. My 50 point is I have to marry somebody.
Yes.
Not marry them. Like, I have to be the wedding officiant.
Yes, the official wording is become an ordained minister and marry somebody.
Yeah. Maybe, well... some news on that, Berlo.
Oh.
You're talking to someone who has the ability to marry people now.
Wow.
It's amazing what $35 what $35 on the internet. Sorry, dude. The light is blinding. I'm in a basement with fluorescent lights there.
Mm.
I could turn them down for you if you want me to get you in the mood. Hold my camera still. Is this good for you? So, yeah, amazing what $35 and the internet will get you. I am now an ordained minister. And so, Berlo, if you want to get that mail order bride over here, the Bulgarian one, I'm your man. I'm the man for the job.
She actually texted me a couple days ago because she tried to chime me up and, hey, what you up to? And then it's like, why are you ignoring me? Contact me again.
So, yeah. I am a ordained minister, so anybody who's listening, for me to get 50 points in the challenge, okay, I need to marry a couple, okay. So if you know someone, maybe someone like who's on their third or fourth marriage and they really don't give a shit at this point,
yeah.
I'm your guy. Maybe I'll go get my book and read a few passages from it. We could get a little bit enlightened, but. I want to nail that. I'm heading to Craigslist this week to try to really see if there's anyone out there that wants to get married by old Scott Brennan.
You know what you should do? We should get some sponsorship for the show. Mm-hmm. And as part of the if you allow Scott Brennan to marry you, they get wonderful prizes from our sponsor.
Oh, yeah, exactly. So you get Wolf Nation sweatshirt.
Yeah, just get on that.
Or a free DraftKings profile.
or a signed CD of The Uncommon Truth. Inconvenient Truth. My apologies.
Yes. So that is the showdown. That's your update on the showdown for the week. How's it going memorizing It's the End of the World as We Know It?
I printed out the lyrics, but I forgot to...
Listen, Trovato Associates, someone's going to let me marry them. Hopefully it's you.
Yeah. Wait a minute. He's an associate? Come on, man. Verbal Shenanigans Podcast.
Trovato Association, something like that?
Hmm.
I'll marry you, buddy. Okay. Yeah. But, yeah, what was I just saying?
If I was remembering It's the End of the World as We Know It.
Oh, yeah. If you remember End of the World as We Know It or... Yeah, We Didn't Start the Fire. Those two of your challenges.
Yeah, I printed out the lyrics. I haven't started with the memorization.
Which one are you going for?
After, like, when I first looked at it, I figured I was going to do Billy Joel because the tempo of It's End of the World. Then I saw the Billy Joel one is about 3.5 pages long, whereas End of the World is like a page and a quarter.
Yes, but the End of the World is much faster.
That is the thing, you know. Is it better to... have less words but have to keep a rhythm or
right
have
is it more... better to chunk it like remember each verse or you know REM is a there's some speed in that one there's definitely some speed
I definitely will say as I was starting to read over the lyrics some of the phrases I'm like really that's what they said.
Hey Trovato, oh you're gone, never mind. So yes, you need to memorize that. So some updates here. Okay, Michael Burlow, I got a big announcement.
Is it me?
Big announcement you know nothing about. Okay. We even had a pre-production meeting today. And we had a meeting about where we'd like to go in the podcast and what we'd like to do and what we need to get better at. And maybe Periscope is one of them. So,
yeah.
But we are having our fourth... Verbal Shenanigans Comedy Show.
What?
The fourth one is coming up February 21st at Table 42. We return to glory.
It's a week after Valentine's Day.
Week after Valentine's Day. And we are back. And this all literally unfolded today. Booked. Acts are booked. Date is booked. Everything.
Wow. Yes. But what kind of acts are we talking about? All right.
So
when's Brewer going to show up?
Headlining the show is Mark Riccadonna. Riccadonna. He's done a whole bunch of different things. He was on Gotham Access Live. He was contributing writer to Weekend Update.
Mm-hmm.
He's done a whole bunch of different things. So I got to work with him recently.
Very nice.
So Mark Riccadonna is the headliner of the show.
All right.
Featuring is Joe Conte.
Oh, very nice.
This is Joe Conte, great comic who's a headliner himself. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Has a great podcast, too.
He has the Conte and Kenny show.
Mm-hmm.
And then in the guest spot is Jackie Byrne. Jackie Byrne.
Oh, okay. I haven't worked with her before.
Yep. You got to get a little female, a little vary it up a little bit. So that is the show. Okay. Ooh. So that is a three. It literally all came down to just about today. Okay. And everything was kind of put together.
It's kind of like the whole Chuck Pagano thing. It's like your contract's up. It's like, oh, I don't know. We might go different ways. But, you know, ESPN was reporting to me Table 42 was off the table. I mean, I was shocked. And, you know, Ray Dininger was on WIP talking about it. And you just shocked me.
Yep. So we are back again. Show number four. And we'll see where it takes us. It should be a good one. Same deal if you remember the other three.
If you're lucky, show five.
Yep. $35 for dinner and a show, and it's a great night. It's a Sunday. Football's over, so there's no excuse. And that was kind of the...
Yeah, we originally scheduled it for Super Bowl Sunday. That turnout wasn't as good as I thought. A lot of noise in the background.
Couldn't sell any tickets for that.
Yeah. But we did have scalpers out there, and you want to go see the Super Bowl?
Yeah. Yeah.
Then they kind of didn't tell them about what it actually was, the ticket.
Second announcement. I think we're going to do the first Verbal Shenanigans open mic. It's at the same place. Table 42, January 28th.
I believe
we are doing the first Verbal Shenanigans open mic. So comics, if any of you listen, come on down. You're going to get somewhere between 7 and 10 minutes each. And depending on who turns up, you might get a half hour if no one turns up. You could film your headlining set and just edit in the audience. but just simply a one-item minimum. That's it. A drink or a food or something like that. Table 42 in Dover. So two things happening on the podcast front.
Wow.
Big time. Big time.
This guy's a limit.
I know. Berlu, you ever hear of butt chugging?
I've heard of it recently.
Yes. Do you know what it refers to?
Yeah, that would refer to, I believe, I don't know the substance. I think it was cough syrup, is it?
Well, butt chugging itself is apparently you could, anything you could really chug up there. So if you want to get some Periscope viewers, do it now. Damn, that should have been one of your points. Butt chug a beer.
There's always 2017's contest.
No. Now, do you know the why someone would butt chug?
From what I understand, it gets in the stream a lot faster.
Oh, it gets in the stream, bro. It gets in there hard. So butt chugging is apparently this almost like a phenomenon happen among the youngings.
First emojis, then butt chugging.
So butt chugging is apparently, like I said, you can take alcohol, cough syrup, NyQuil seem to be becoming very popular. And you put
now, do you get drunk on NyQuil, or is it just it gets in your system faster and you go to sleep faster?
Well, bro, a lot of people have problems with cough syrup and things like that, so they get very high when they take excess amounts.
So when they just take a pill if they have issues with cough syrup.
Remember when I told you when you were sick to drink the whole bottle of cough syrup and then drink alcohol?
Yeah.
I told you that.
You were very surprised when you saw me the next day.
feeling better?
Oh, I feel great, man. My cold is gone and I'm drunk.
Dude, that thing you gave me, that recipe, I don't remember any of last night. Slept like a baby. Check your phone.
It always comes down to the thing, who was the first person? Yeah. I would love to interview the inventor of butt chugging.
Well, you know, you're basically in charge of our Twitter presence, so maybe you could find that.
Did somebody get a patent on that?
On butt chugging? I don't think so. But there, here's a little interview.
Tonight on Shark Tank. I need $125,000. For my business.
What's your business?
Well, basically what we do is we have a bar, and you know how people don't like to drink too much. Well, we got a solution for that. Jim, bring out the funnel.
Hey, Mark, you want to try it? Mark, you want to try it? No, Mr. Wonderful? No, I don't know. All right, one time.
The FUBU guy?
Hey, FUBU. Hey, FUBU. That's not my name, sir.
No, it's FUBU.
Come on, FUBU. Come on, FUBU. Get up here and try that butt chugging. FUBU, come on, man.
It looks classy with your clothing.
My name is Damon. Come on, FUBU.
FUBU.
Come on.
Don't be playing me.
That's the African name, FUBU. So apparently butt chugging, this podcast, they interviewed, a couple people who apparently a mom who helped the two women had met before in real life, but since lived in Southern California, their friendship had blossomed over Twitter. This summer, friendship was sealed forever. Okay.
With a chocolate kiss.
Now, Berlu, get ready to tweet them, at Freak Mommy. Came to little baby bitch's house in Oakland. At Freak Mommy came to little baby bitch's house. Naturally, you know.
Okay.
And it went down at the 4th of July party at a warehouse, because that's where you would expect these kind of things to go. A night that should live on in butt-chugging infamy. Okay, butt-chugging infamy. Okay.
Hey, At Freak Mommy is known as Nut Doctor.
Oh, she changed her name. Good change.
Her name is listed as Nut Doctor, and it's at Freak Mommy.
Very nice.
And there's
nice
pictures of a cough syrup bottle and of somebody's buttocks.
Oh. Well, okay.
How do I know you're the real Freak Mommy?
Why don't you tweet it right now and say, hey, at Freak Mommy, we are talking about you right now on the podcast. Please Periscope us. And little baby bitch says bitch with a B-Y. Okay, bitch with a B-Y. So, brother, why are you doing that? Why don't I explain this a little bit? So, she says, I went to a couple stores until I found alcohol-free cough syrup. Alcohol-free, huh?
Wusses.
I thought it would be funnier not to get a funnel and just put the bottle in my butt, even though there were some little spikes on the mouth. When attempting, it became evident that I would have to be upside down and someone else would have to hold it. That's teamwork, man.
Yeah. So to that's a good team, you know. It's just, hey, what's going on? Man, I got this great idea, but I need some help doing it, man. You know I got your back.
Yeah.
So ooh, your Freak Mommy.
To achieve this goal, little baby bitch did a handstand, and a third friend helped hold the bottle into her butthole. Freak Mommy did her part by taking photos and videotaping. Because naturally, when you do something like this, you want someone to videotape and take pictures.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, that's the only way you get 10 points on the showdown.
Right. Well, that's your showdown.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. This wasn't the first time she's inserted syrup into her butt. I'll put it that way, Freak Mommy told us on the Internet Explorer podcast. Little baby bitch had researched online about it and asked a nurse friend to recommend a safe dosage. Now imagine you're a nurse, like you went to school for nursing, and your friend's like, look, I need help, man.
Listen, I was on WebMD last night. Nothing.
Nothing. Nothing about butt chugging. Okay. So she researched online about it and asked a nurse friend to recommend a safe dosage. Believe it or not, both Freak Mommy and Little Baby Bitch don't drink alcohol at all, Barlow.
What?
So she used alcohol-free because...
Straight edge, baby. Right.
When you're straight edge, liquor don't go down the mouth. They don't go and up the butt.
Does the liquor ever touch your mouth? Technically, no. I got you. It's called a loophole. No, it's called a butthole.
So... she said, okay, to use an alcohol-free syrup, which makes butt chugging possibly a little bit more safe. But let's be honest, it's not safe at all, but it's not as bad as it could have been. You don't want to be putting that beer up your butt.
No. Mm-hmm. This girl's got class, man. Come on.
So she said.
She puts a pinky in the air when she butt chugs.
Here's a classy girl. She said, it felt like I needed to have the runs. But I kept it in for about a half an hour, little baby bitch said. It did not make me feel inebriate at all. So Freak Mommy tweeted, this is not recommended by drug addicts or medical professionals. I strongly recommend that no one reading this ever attempt to butt chug cough syrup or anything for that matter. But we do endorse the strong and unique bonds of female friendship that these two women displayed. Berlow, there's photos and all.
You know, the view got really weird as of late.
Yeah.
Whoopi Goldberg, man. She's going to new heights.
Yeah. So, my question, what would it cost you to butt chug? Cash in hand.
Cash in hand, I mean, so let's go, what am I butt chugging? Is it beer? Is it?
All right, well, cash in hand, there's a bottle of NyQuil, there's a bottle of beer.
Okay.
You get to pick your poison.
Okay.
It's like the Matrix, blue or the red pill.
Yeah, right. Interesting. Now, does the bottles go fully into the anus?
I don't know how else you're going to get it in. You got to chug the butt.
Well, I mean, we talked about funnels. Is that part of the deal?
No funnels.
That might raise the price there. Now, how many people will be watching me as I'm doing this?
Well... if it's me around, we'll be periscoping it.
Okay.
So I guess no one really.
Okay.
But that's not to say that pictures and video won't be taken.
Yeah, understood. Right. Another question. Now, according to everything they're saying, you need assistance for this. Who will be my assistant?
Well, it's not me. Someone's got to hold the camera.
No.
So I guess choose your own assistant. Anyone you want.
So I can choose my own assistant. I can choose my own beverage that goes up there.
Right.
and only you and people on Periscope will be watching me.
Well, maybe YouTube later on.
Okay, okay. I mean, if it goes to YouTube, I got to raise the price a little. I mean, I do have to have a career. I'm going to say 10 grand.
10 grand cash in hand.
Yeah.
You would butt chug.
I think so.
I'm trying to think. I think I would. 10 grand cash is a good amount of money.
Yeah. I can always like put something over my face so it's not like, oh, that's Burlew up there.
Yeah. Well, I don't know what's creepier, knowing it's you or a guy in a mask doing it.
Did you hear that story? Not to go off subject, on New Year's Day, apparently somebody in Arizona, they went out to put their trash at the corner. And when they walked up to the end of their driveway, they found a person naked with just a Ronald Reagan mask on and a sock on their dick.
Wow.
And the person ran away.
Hey, Doug Max.
But that's who you'll see in the video, that guy butt chugging.
Wow. I think I'd come in if this was sharp. I think I'd undercut you.
Really?
I think I might do it for 7.
Is this like a game show? I think I could do it in 5 notes.
7,500, I'm in.
7,500.
I would do a beer because I have no idea what NyQuil would do to me.
Much. I don't think, I think it would have to be alcohol because you'd just be like, ooh, versus a, I don't want to be like near unconscious if you're doing NyQuil. I got to stick with my guns and say 10. I mean, if it's one of those, I can put something over my face so it's not like, you know it's me, but at the same time, it's like you're still chancing somebody like, what? Wait a minute. I know that mustache.
Yeah. Well, if any of our sponsors are listening and they want to put up the $10,000 or the $7,500.
Wolf Nation butt chugging.
Butt chugging event.
That'd be great on a t-shirt. Just me bent over with a Heineken up my rear end with a thumbs up. And Wolf Nation under that.
At Dag Nasty says he would do butt chugging for 50 cents.
50? What?
Dag Nasty.
It sounds like.
That's a good name, brother.
I think we got to get the 50 cents and get this person in here.
Dag Nasty, would you go with the alcohol or would you go with the NyQuil? Oh, he says he'd give me 50 cents.
Oh, well.
Well.
Well, that's $7,699.50 to go.
Well, listen, if you can get, let's see, I'm bad at math, so a whole lot of your friends that can put a lot of 50 cents
together. Yeah, if you get 100 friends to give 50 cents, that's like, I'm horrible at math.
Dag Nasty said he would do the NyQuil.
Really?
Why is that? Why would you do the NyQuil over a beer? Is it that would mess you up more, and if you're going to do it, you might as well take the ride, or Dag Nasty said that's $50. All right, we're $50 on the way to butt chugging. I may lose my job, but
you didn't like it anyway.
That's true.
I mean, if you gave a resignation notice, what better way than butt chugging?
Yeah, same quantity. So Dag Nasty, like, well, whatever, a full NyQuil bottle or like a 12-ounce beer.
Yeah, like we got 11.2 ounces.
Yeah, like one of these guys, one of these guys was about 12 ounces or like a bottle of beer.
Yes, we're currently drinking Delirium Tremens.
Mm-hmm.
I might just tweet them.
Why? He said he knew that was Delirium. Yeah, brother, it's pretty good. Pretty good. I haven't had it in quite a while. So yeah,
better be good for $20.
So that's the so it was $20 for 4.
Yeah,
yeah. I know at bars it's like it's pretty much. I don't know. I've seen like $10-$12 for a bottle sometimes. Oh, now Dag Nasty says he'd go the beer.
Will you make up your mind?
I know. Make up your mind,
this
bro.
This is a serious podcast. You can't be wishy washy about your butt chugging.
Listen, if you're gonna butt chug, NyQuil or beer, you got to tell me straight up. Okay. Oh, he says the delirium would probably have medicinal values if we chugged it. He may be right.
See, this guy, he
clean you out with carbonation, he said.
I don't know about this cat right now. You know, it's kind of cool talking to him, but I got a feeling we'll be butt chugging with him. And it's like, dude, is that O'Doul's? How dare you?
Yeah.
We're trying to be men here, and you're butt chugging with non-alcoholic beer.
All right, let's shift gears here. Now that we did a solid 20 minutes on butt chugging.
You know what grinds my gears?
You know what really grinds my gears? So I kind of had a little week of discovery.
Really?
Yeah, a little bit. So I had a week off from work, as a lot of people do.
Mm-hmm.
I did some a lot of time off. I've been a pretty rough year and whatnot. Yep. So I decided to take my father and my uncle, and we went to a little music here. But we went to the city. Now, to get to the city, get my dad to the city is a whole process.
Like I don't know, son.
He hasn't been there in years.
I heard somebody got their pocket picked back in 87.
Funny you said that. He's like, oh, we're going to go to the city. He's like, do you bring your wallet to the city?
No.
No, Dad, no, I don't bring anything. No,
everything is free in New York City.
I bring my gun and my NyQuil. Yeah. That's it.
What was that Kurt Russell movie? Escape from L.A. or Escape from New York. It's like that, Dad. The apocalypse happened. There's motorcycle guys with mohawks. That's how you deal with New York City.
So I asked him if he wants to go to McSorley's. Now, McSorley's is my favorite bar in all of New York City.
Really?
McSorley's is basically been the same since the 1800s. There's two bars in New York City that claim to be the oldest bars in the city. McSorley's has not moved location. There's another one that's old that didn't move its original location. And if you go to McSorley's, it's an Irish bar. They've never taken anything off the wall, so it's like a museum. There's stuff from like presidents drinking there, and there's sawdust all over the floor and dust everywhere. And when you can only order two things. You can order light or dark.
Okay.
That's it, light or dark. And every time you order one beer, you get two.
Really?
Yeah. Now, they're smaller glasses. They're like maybe 12-ounce glasses, something like that. And they fill them so quick, and they just slam them on your table. So it's $5.50 for like two beers.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And we just had like the best time. Like it was me and my uncle, him. And the place is still heated by like a coal stove and stuff like that. There wasn't a women's bathroom till like the 1990s because they like made a big fuss. Like, ooh, so, coming down to women ruin everything.
Yeah, exactly.
We had one place to go in all of New York and you needed to get in there.
Of course you did.
Right. I highly doubt we're allowed to.
Here's the ladies' room. Here's the bucket.
Yeah. I highly doubt we're allowed to go to your pole dancing classes.
Yeah.
Your yoga classes. You're always the weird guy. Your spin classes. Mm-hmm. The guy that's in there is always kind of weird.
I go in there with my mustache. They always give me looks.
The wine and that new like wine and art kind of thing that all those women do.
Mm-hmm.
You're the one guy in that class.
Yeah.
You're a weirdo. You're the one woman in a bar.
Uh-huh.
You know, you're
the ladies' room. Yeah. I'm in there all the time. They give me looks.
So the bar is just awesome. We had such a great time. We talked to people from like Virginia and stuff. And I've had a few birthdays there. One birthday there, and I've been there a few times. I went there on Halloween once. It was crazy. But my birthday, and basically, they don't let you sit around unless you're going to drink because it gets so crowded now. So if you're not drinking, this old grumpy Irish guy comes out and he's like, "Out of here." Yeah. That seat's reserved. Now, there's no reservation for any. You order like a burger, liverwurst and onion sandwich, stuff like that. And like he's like, we sat down when people got up, and other people sat down at the same table with us. He's like, "Oh, you guys got to go." And we're like, "Oh, here we go. We're gonna be out here standing back up again."
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, he's like, "That those seats are reserved," and they leave. And he comes to us, and he's like. I'm like, and he's like, "Oh, you guys look like you're going to drink, so enjoy the seats." I'm like, "Thanks, man." And so we had a great time there. Now, before that, you ever hear of Eataly, Mario Batali's Eataly?
No.
It's like this big Italian market in New York City.
Okay.
And he made it to be, it's inside a building, but it's supposed to be like an Italian market. There's fish and places you can drink wine and this and food and all that shit. But at the top, on the rooftop, there is a bar on the rooftop that Dogfish makes most of the beers up there.
Okay.
And a couple other breweries make beers, but Dogfish makes a lot of them. With, it's called the Birriera, with an Italian thing. And me, my dad, and my uncle had beer called Higher Math.
All right.
Higher Math is 18% alcohol. So 18% alcohol. What are we drinking right now? It doesn't give us a percent.
Our Periscope fans are saying something there.
Natalie and Cyprian all own it. Own what? How do I look at the whole conversation here?
That I do not know.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Batali. Wait, so Mario Batali doesn't own it? Dag Nasty?
You tell me women own that?
Wait, so... Oops. Sorry, buddy. You're looking at a picture. So Mario Batali doesn't own? Okay, he's saying in Cipriani. So we went... Oh, okay. Gotcha. So we went and we had... the 18% Higher Math. Now, I've had it once before, but I never had it on tap. And my dad's not even a beer drinker. Ah, the guy from Top Chef, he's saying. Yes. Hey, Dag Nasty, if you like...
Arnold Mint?
If you like Top Chef, we just interviewed Arnold Mint last week, if you want to check that episode out. And Chef Brian Duffy.
And mixologist Russell Davis.
And today we just put out an episode with Russell Davis. It just went online now, if you want to check that out. And you're enjoying anything you see here, but
yeah, listen to all three while Periscoping with us if you don't mind.
But we do appreciate you hanging out and giving us some feedback. Totally cool. But so my dad's not a beer drinker, he's a wine drinker. Now when my dad drinks, he, you would think like your wine drinker, your I don't know, a little bit more established. My dad for about 10 years was addicted to the $3 Chuck from Trader Joe's.
Okay.
Okay. Now, it's not the worst wine in the world. I will tell you that.
Like, if you told me Arbor Mist, I might have to go upstairs and talk to him.
Mm-hmm. But he would buy these bottles. Now, when my dad drinks wine, he doesn't drink wine like most people. Okay. He pours wine into the little juice glasses.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And then he just slams it like a shot. And he did it for a long time. Like, he would just slam wine shots. Okay. Oh, we lost Dag Nasty.
What? Anyway, now what we're going to do.
But so he slams wine like shots. And he would be like, oh, no, you had two glasses of wine. Okay.
That is so your dad.
So, of course, we get the 17, 18% higher math. And we get, you know. This was before. This is the first beer we had of the day. It's poured in an 8-ounce glass. I had about 4 ounces, and I started to feel it immediately. I was like, "Woo!" You know, starting to get warm and fuzzy. And, so he drinks it, and all he could talk about the rest of the trip, he kept mispronouncing it. Like, I can't wait to get some higher meth. I can't wait to get some
higher meth.
Yeah, can't wait to get some additional beer. Like, he just kept saying the wrong thing over and over again because he wanted to go back and get more. And I'm telling you, one was completely enough. But so we did that. It was a great time. Came back, and that was a really solid experience.
Oh, wow.
Going to McSorley. You ever been to McSorley's?
Never been there. I'm not a huge New York guy.
I go up there.
You know, pretty much every once in a while, but nothing. Like, I'll probably be up there in a couple of weeks from work. A guy from our China facility will be in, so we'll probably do a New York tour. But it's not like a regular thing. And that's a funny thing. I mean, we're in New Jersey. I got train lines next to me. It's just kind of like, eh.
Yeah. The city's like, it's, you know, sometimes.
Like, I can't.
I love it. Sometimes I hate it. I only like visiting. I can never live there in a million years.
No, no.
Yeah, so that was great. So that was like Brennan's first day of Discovery.
Okay. Brennan's week of Discovery.
It just doesn't, I don't know, it doesn't have the same feeling. When we do Burlew's week of Discovery.
It's got some week of stuff.
So I went to... but it's interesting because I never get to go out with my father. You never get to go out with him. He's always working or tired, and you know, you know, we had such a good time. It makes it hard to realize. And I'm sure you go through this too when you start to see your parents getting older right before your eyes. Mm-hmm. Like when you start to realize, like, oh shit, like they're not young anymore. Like,
it'd be great if he just walked down here mm-hmm. right now. What?
I ain't old.
I got my members only jacket. I'm still young.
But when you start to, I don't know. I feel like in the last 5 years, like I've been very like aware. Like, oh man, mm-hmm. like my parents are starting to get old. Like they're starting to.
Yeah, I'm probably around the same time for me. Like my mom doesn't dye her hair anymore, so she's a little silver fox right now. My dad, my dad doesn't do his beard anymore, just too much, and you can kind of see. I mean, he's still active. I mean, and all that stuff. But it's kind of like, all right, I kind of notice, you know, I forget who I heard an interview was, but they talked about, they asked, you know, well, how do you feel old? It's like, well, when you're 20, you're like, well, I can have another 20 years easily. That's 40. When you're 40, you're like, yeah, I can have another 40. That's 80 years.
Right.
When you're 60, you're kind of like, okay, probably not going to make 120.
Right.
That's when you start going, okay, I'm on the tail end of this hill.
Yeah, like, I don't know. I see it in mannerisms, and I start to see it in, like, misunderstanding of things. Like, sometimes they don't get certain things I'm trying to say. I have no idea, no care to understand. Like, whatever. I don't know. Mm. Like, and that's what you think of when you think of, like, oh, man, I don't give a shit. Screw that. You know, and yeah, it's not really like more physical thing. It's more of like mental. It is physical a little bit. Like, I do see like the hobbling and the, you know, there's more strain, the sleepiness, the tiredness. It's very sad.
Yeah.
Life is weird, man. Like, life is very, like, I don't know. I always found it fascinating. Like, you know, like it was an old, like, riddle. Like, what starts with, what is that? One starts on all fours, walks on all twos. Walks at three legs and then ends on two legs, twos again. It's like a human, right? Mm-hmm. You crawl on four, you walk upright. The three thing is like you're walking with a cane, and then you're, you know, God willing, you're back to, you know, sometimes you're down to nothing. You're down to a wheelchair.
Well, that
real
didn't remember my one-legged gay uncle, so.
Yeah, well, he was a four, but without a leg. He was tricky.
Screw you, Chinese proverb.
Oh. Hello, whoever you are. Mm. I'm not good at this Periscope thing, but hello for joining us.
Well, it's our second attempt. I mean, the first one was a pure disaster when we tried it.
Tried what?
Remember we tried to do it, like, I think it was on my phone and your old place, and you were kind of like, bro, get away from me and all.
Oh, well, yeah, because you were like, let me get into the camera view.
Scott, I can only get in the picture if I'm on your lap.
Yeah. But, yeah, it's very, I don't know, I guess it's very humbling to watch your parents, like, age. And it's funny because, like, my brother is 4 years older than me, so that would make him, he's going to be turning 36.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, damn, you know, like, he's getting close to 40. Like, you're getting close to 40.
Mm-hmm.
I remember my dad's 40th birthday.
Yeah.
That's kind of weird.
I mean, my parents were a little older when they had me. Like, when I was 10, my dad was 40, so.
When you were 10? Yeah. So,
my dad will be 70 this coming year, so.
Yeah, so you're almost exactly in the same boat I am, because I'm 32, my dad will be 65, so 20 years older, basically.
Mm-hmm.
But very weird to, I don't know, I know it's always said, like, ooh, life is so short, blah, 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 blah. Yeah, before you know it, like, you want to hang out with your parents while they can still hang out and, like, have fun, and you're not, like, I guess cut to the chase. Like, I, you know, I went to see Jim Brewer on Saturday,
mm-hmm.
And one of his big bits and big things in his life was taking care of his parents, shitting their pants, his dad shitting his pants and everything like that, and just, you know, puking in public, you know, like, But it's true. Like, you know, like you don't want to get to that point where you start caring about your parents like all the time. You should be around. I don't know. It makes you like kind of sentimental, but you also had a great time. So I guess those kind of like, you know, endorphins kind of run through your head.
I mean, I don't know how I'm going to react when that time comes, whenever it comes. I mean, I look back, like my, I didn't really have like really good grandparents. I mean, my grandmother on my dad's side, she was a nice one, but I was still kind of young where I still didn't get the whole why are we in suits and why she's in the box kind of deals. I mean, I think it was like 6 or 7 or something like that.
Right.
So, I mean, my other grandma, I don't really have many memories as in like, oh, I'll always cherish that. That's the one where I kind of have that joke I've been working on with she stole my baseball cards and stuff like that. That was my grandma on my mom's side. She lived with us for the longest of times, but like, right. I mean,
so
she never
she really,
did like.
Did she steal your baseball card?
Yeah. It's all great.
Tell the actual story. No one knows.
Yeah. So what basically happened was I'm growing up and this is the time where baseball cards were actually worth money.
I thought you meant you were growing up now. I'm like,
Yeah.
Well, we're getting there. Yeah. Baby steps.
I mean, I'm like in my 11th grade right now, in my mid-40s, but still.
Yeah, that's okay.
But I collected baseball cards. This is probably around like 86, 87, somewhere in that range. And my aunt gave me a bunch of them that she was just like in her attic and didn't really use because I collected them, and there were some decent ones in there. I mean, the one I remember was a Don Mattingly rookie card. And
right.
At the time, it showed as like $40, according to like baseball card books. I mean, this, like I said, it's the prime of baseball cards where you can actually buy a book and it says, oh, that's what this is what worth and stuff like that.
Like Beckett's, was that the name of the book? Beck?
Something like that.
The value of cards.
So it was really cool. I got all these cards, and I was so excited and happy. And when I looked up this information, I went up to all my family. Oh, I got all these cards, and this one's worth this, and this one's this. And the album had, like, a front card. Like, so you open up the book, you have all your different clear pages where you put in your cards.
Our listener just said Beckett's. So I was right. Woo!
And, like, on the front hard cover.
Beckett's? Becker's?
Hmm.
Well, whatever. Go ahead.
Yeah, but the hardcover had like one special clear pocket where you could put like a really special card, and that's why I put my Don Mattingly rookie card. Yeah.
Is that why you're growing the mustache?
Yeah.
This looks like Donnie.
This is for
baseball.
You, Donnie. So, and you know, I'm excited. I'm showing all my fans. Oh, Mom, look at this, blah, blah, blah. And I remember even going up, Grandma, look. And this one's worth this. This one's that. Oh, that's so nice, blah, blah, blah. About 3 days later, I'm in my room, and I'm just
Dag Nasty's back. He said, 84 Donnie Baseball.
Yep.
Yeah. You want to see Donnie Baseball? He's live in studio real quick. Hold on. Let me show you, Dag Nasty. There he is. Look at that freaking horn pencil thin freaking Super Troopers garbage mustache. Doesn't look. It's not as bad as I thought. He said terrible.
Thank you. Yeah, I was saying the same thing.
All right.
So 3 days later, I'm at home. And it's a Saturday. I'm like, oh, let me look at my cards or whatever. I'm looking all around my room. I'm like, where the hell is it? I'm looking around. I found like my smaller book that I didn't like show around, but like my big one where I had most of my cards. I'm like, what the hell? I'm going downstairs. I'm like, Mom, have you seen it? No. And talking to everybody in the house. Nobody has any recollection of it. And like, I kept on looking around for like 2 weeks, and it got depressing and all that. And you finally come like, I don't know what I did to it, but I must have done something stupid.
Must have.
Yeah. We fast forward to about, I would say, 6 years later. My grandma passed away. I can even kind of remember the day. Like, I remember she was sleeping on the couch. I went over. She looked sound asleep. I even remember saying to her, hey, Grandma. And she didn't respond. And I'm like, all right, she's in a pretty deep sleep. And I was in my parents' room watching TV. They came back home, and then I heard a blood-curdling scream from my mom.
Wow.
Yeah, and I called 911. Ambulance came. I remember somebody from my junior high was a part of the team, and it was kind of weird. Like, I'm sitting on the stoop kind of, like, dazed because, you know, you can kind of figure what's happening, and she's going up and down the stairs, "Hey, Burlew," and just, yep, still dead. But so yeah, it happened, and you know, everything's somber, and we're cleaning out her room from the house, and we're just talking about stuff. Like, I remember there was like a picture, like everybody's looking at. I'm like, "Oh, let me see," and like my parents wouldn't let me see. And I'm like, "What the hell?" And she's like, "Oh, your grandma was just kissing somebody." I'm like, "I'm not too old for or young for that."
For a kissing photo.
Yeah. And it literally was just a kissing photo. It was just like a weird little side eye where I'm like, why the hell were you keeping that away from me?
How great would it be if, like, if you can't see this photo, they're just kissing, and you, like, look at it, and she's, like, in the middle of, like, Jamaican gangbang. Like,
Grandma had a lot of friends.
Grandma had a lot of friends with dreadlocks and ropes. Yeah. Those aren't ropes.
No, there's like a foot and a half foot ropes between their legs, Mom.
Grandma saved a lot of people.
She must be needing her balance because she's holding on to a few of them. But like, we're cleaning out stuff and we're just talking about stuff, and my mom just kind of turned to me. She's like, "Well, I got to kind of admit something to you. Your grandma stole your baseball cards from you." And I'm like, "Well, why?" She's like, "Well, her boyfriend at the time liked baseball cards." So literally, apparently, after I showed my grandma the baseball cards at night while I was asleep, she went into my room, grabbed the book, and then that night went out and gave it to her boyfriend.
Now, how old is her boyfriend?
Yeah,
probably at
I
the
never
time.
Met the guy. I would have to estimate somewhere in late 60s, early 70s.
Dag Nasty, I said, "Are you in therapy yet?" Oh, many years.
You don't know a quarter of my story, Dag Nasty. Keep on periscoping with us. You'll have some fun with this. But
so,
what the hell are you doing, dog?
Don't call me that.
So she steals your bait. Now, it'd be funny if, like, you're like, "I got to meet this guy," and her boyfriend was like your age or younger.
"You're 35. What the hell?"
"Listen, man, I need my card back." "No, Grandma. Rose gave it to me."
"She gave me a hard candy. I gave her a hard candy."
So your grandma stole. So was she just gave it as a gift to her boyfriend?
Yeah.
Did her boyfriend sell it, or he just liked to collect
it? I don't know the full. I mean, I don't really. I mean, she would go out. Like, she worked at a place called the Flag Post, and she would.
That's definitely a strip club.
No, I've been there before. I got a.
Oh, yeah, you've been there before. Even more, even creepier. I went to see Grandma at work. There she was again.
"Grandma, what are you doing?
Tugging
on
the
rope. Get back in the kitchen." Like, she would work.
Dag Nasty says, "You now seek vengeance and chase him down."
"I will get my Don Mattingly."
That shit's probably worth like $1.99 right
oh,
now.
Oh, yeah. Like, the funny thing about baseball cards, it just didn't like gradually go down. Just like one day, it's like, "Why you got baseball cards?"
Yeah. Who decides that? Who decides, like,
whoever decides that?
Like, one day, like, "Let's just fuck with all these people's dreams. Let's just say baseball cards are worth nothing anymore."
Well,
besides, you know, the major ones, like the.
Well, that's what
the
happened.
The old Honus Wagner card.
Well, basically, there was only, like, one, like, Tops. They were pretty much the only ones who made cards for quite a while. And then all of a sudden, when value started getting there, all these other companies are like, "Well, wait a minute. If I make a baseball card." And it just like, "Ooh, rookie card." People are like, "Ooh, I gotta get it." And that's what basically happened. There was like 8 different brands of baseball cards. I mean, I remember getting baseball cards, the cardboard ones out of your Post Raisin brand.
So Topps was the card, right?
I think it was Topps.
So when your your grandma traded your tops, she was rewarded.
I went to the bottom.
Rewarded with being a bottom.
Yeah. That's kind of...
That's a pretty crazy story. Like,
yeah, I mean, I was never close to my grandma. She was kind of there. I remember, like, anytime she went home, she just, like, tried to boss people around. Like, anytime she took care of me, it was, like, when my parents were away, it'd be like, well, I don't cook, so...
Make me food!
And grandma, I'm hungry. That's nice.
I remember... My grandma was, like, the sweetest lady in the world. We were close as hell. But I remember, like... Every Monday she would watch us, and every Monday it was like Meatloaf Monday, every freaking Monday. And it wasn't like good meatloaf. It was like the most basic meatloaf you can be. It's basically like ground beef with like a couple of those like little green peppers in it and like some red like onion. That's it. Like, and I remember just growing up hating meatloaf after a while. Now I like it. I always thought that's all meatloaf was just this generic like meat.
Some people just assume you just put chopped meat in the oven and it's a meatloaf. So.
Right. I mean, it doesn't have the greatest name either. It's like, here's a big loaf of meat, you know? But
I got a big chunk of meat for you. How do you decipher the size?
Your grandma's
of this?
Boyfriend used to say the same thing. I got a big chunk of meat for you, Grandma.
Oh, I got some baseball cards for you, sonny.
Sorry, you ever hear the Joe Girardi guy?
He plays for the Yuckies.
Who's this Barry Bonds card? So that's interesting.
Yeah, yeah. Don't have the closest relationship with most people. I know, like...
Iron Bet Sport. We were just talking about Michael Berlew over here, my co-host, is grandma... basically traded his baseball cards to her boyfriend.
Yep.
So welcome to the show. He just said something I can't even understand. It looks like
emojis,
Arabic or something.
Oh.
If it is Arabic, I like you very much.
Thank you.
You're the best.
I got a call to loser and now three different languages.
Hey, he said hello.
All right.
Hello, Iron Bet Sport. So, so you lost your car, too. But I don't know, in this long-winded way, I went to, and then on Saturday, I love how we just went off on like, and then on Saturday.
That's great, Berlew, but I'm crying. Yeah, but I got to get to my next story.
I went to Mount Airy Lodge.
All right.
Now, I always remember the commercials when I was a kid.
All you have to bring is your love of everything.
Yeah, exactly.
Beautiful Mount Airy Lodge.
Yeah, it was this creepy, like, Casey Kasem-looking dude singing. And I went there expecting mixed things. Now, the casino is very, very nice. Okay, very nice. And smaller than I thought it would be.
Okay.
Now, I'm not a big casino guy. No. I used to go a lot in college. Not a lot, but maybe once every 2 months or so. I remember one time when I was waitering, I worked a double. And then I had the morning shift. And in between the double and the morning shift, we all got off, went down to Atlantic City, gambled like maniacs, drank a whole bunch, and got back for the 10 o'clock morning. And this is in Mahwah, New Jersey, so it was about like a 2.5 hour ride minimum. It was stupid.
Like, I remember like growing when Atlantic City was still a thing, you'd like save all your change. And then when you go down to Atlantic City, you'd have like 20 pounds worth of change, and you just like throw it in a machine. It's like, that's my gambling money. I saved up for this.
Yeah. Iron Sport, or whatever his name here, just said Russia and USA peace forever.
No.
No.
I don't like the Russians.
Yeah, I don't.
I gotta be honest.
I don't really know what the peeing's about.
Hmm.
But well, I appreciate you coming.
Bulgaria, not so bad. You Russians, I got my eye on you.
Are you Russian? Iron Sport?
My name is Iron Sport.
I don't know if he's Russian. But anyway, so I went to not Mohegan Sun. Mohegan sounds nice.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Iron Bet Sport is Russian.
Oh.
Well, nets to you.
Mm.
But anyway, welcome. So we go and we gamble a little bit. Now, I decided to play roulette. I like roulette a little bit.
All right.
Played the number. All I took was $60 cash, and I got it up to like 160, 170. And
not bad, not bad.
Just playing, and I just quit after that. I just quit. And
Senior was like, what?
I was like on a roll hitting. But the show was in about an hour and a half, and I wanted to get another beer or two. And then I went and played Texas Hold'em bonus for like three hands, and I forgot how much that cost to play. You could win big money, but it's pretty expensive per hand.
Mm-hmm.
So I lost like maybe $50 from there, and then I took the rest, and I went to see my favorite comedian.
Is it me?
No. Nobody's favorite comedian is you. but I went to go see Jim Brewer.
Oh.
Yes. Jim Brewer, who I've talked about him many times on the podcast. I love the guy. And
it was weird. He only did that goat guy character for 2 hours.
He did do something with the goat. And I got a little, I don't know, I had a lot of beers that night. But he's just, but the coolest thing, like from a comedian's perspective, he went up there at a place that was sold out. Mm-hmm. You know, I paid $50 for obstructed view tickets. And the tickets had obstructed view tax written on it. So not only are you getting a
shit. Not only can you not see it, but the government's going to make you pay more for it.
Yeah. We want you to have these seats, and you were charging you $3 per ticket for the obstructed view.
Obama!
So we get there, and, you know, it's fun. And we just kind of moved our seats. They weren't like seat, like they were mm-hmm. actual chairs, so we can move them.
Okay.
And he's just awesome, man. But as a comic, what I'm, you know, cause sometimes like seeing comedy shows is ruined now because you do it, you kind of know the tricks, what they're doing.
Mm-hmm.
I felt just like a guest again, like just like a viewer. And he goes up there with notes. And plopped them on the stool.
Hmm.
I was like, wow. And this guy's treating like a
open
500
mic.
Thing, like an open mic. And he probably did an hour and 30, like an hour and 20 minutes just going on. And I saw him like every once in a while, I go to the stool and look at what he's doing and go off. At one point, he asked the crowd, what do you want me to talk about? And we're like, the Mets. And he like did a whole 25 minutes on the Mets. It's like, damn it, I have 5 minutes and I panic sometimes, you know? Like this guy's so natural and so loose and
I don't know.
But he proved to be everything I love about him. You know, he does a lot of family stuff, hilarious stuff. And afterwards, we just took a bunch of Uber rides to bars, and everything closes early in the Poconos.
Mm-hmm.
So like, I woke up in the morning kind of like, what the hell? And it took like 6 Uber rides that night to different bars. I went to the Pocono Brewing Company to get some microbrews. Like, yeah, we don't have any microbrews. I'm like, we're under new ownership. We just don't use that anymore. And there's like all the tanks and stuff like that. I'm like, this is the worst place ever. But
yeah, I work up there, so I know that kind of feeling.
Mm-hmm.
You like kind of try to act like, oh, we're like an hour away from New York. No, in reality, you're probably about 20 years behind New York right now.
You're light years away.
Mm-hmm.
So we are pressed against the hour here, Michael Barlow. Fun to just shoot the shit and talk. A couple announcements and all that we got through. And
some
Periscope maybe fans, or they left. It doesn't really matter. We loved you for stopping in. Let's see. Barlow, anything to promote?
I don't have the date yet, but I will be a guest on Saison and Neckbones. Great comedian Carlos Vera, who runs a show on Download Music Radio. I don't have an official date yet because the day they record is the same day we do podcasting, but I will be keeping you informed on my comedian site, facebook.com/TheBurls, DABURLS721.
Beautiful. And I will be, I guess I'll promote myself.
As always?
Yeah, naturally. I will be at the station in Cranberry on Friday. Okay, so if you are around, it's free. It's free, so come on down. It's Mike Bonner's room, a whole bunch of comedians on.
Too expensive.
I will be down there. Free at this point is too expensive to come see me.
Mm-hmm.
All right, we are getting out of here. So I don't even know where we left off. So once again, I will promote the 15th at the station in Cranberry, New Jersey. Again, we got to promote us, okay? Please follow us on Twitter at
VS Comedy.
Please follow us on Instagram at
VS Comedy.
No, Verbal Shenanigans. Let's try again. Please follow us at Instagram. No, on Instagram at
Verbal Shenanigans.
Woo! Please go check us out on
Facebook.
Yeah, that works. And
Periscope.
Sure.
Podbean.
Sure. iTunes and Stitcher. Those are the big ones. iTunes and Stitcher.
I'd like to phone a friend to ask them, see if they know how to follow me.
Brutal. So.
Just keep in mind, it's 5-0 Burlew in the Shenanigans showdown.
Yeah, we'll see. I'll be catching up before the week is out.
You think so.
Ghost Pepper going down soon. That's the next one I'm doing. Again, Verbal Shenanigans Comedy Show, February 21st.
Mm-hmm.
And please go back the last month of episodes. A lot of big guests. Next week we should be back with a couple more. I hope you enjoyed this little 1v1 and learn about Burlew's grandma. And keep butt chugging, people. Keep butt chugging. And keep the wind at your back.
Why don't anybody love me, Scott?
Life is funny. Laugh at it.
Don't laugh at me.
What's up there, dudes? Just want to tell you all that we're going to kick your testicles so hard tonight. They're going to be dangling out your nostril, huh? Huh? Ain't that right, James? Yeah! Now they got a new world ahead of them. They got children. Half these guys have kids running around. And I'm sure it's going to change the writing of this band. But I'm sure it's never going to change their attitude and the way they perform. So this is for Metallica's new future of children. This is Metallica performing If You're Happy and You Know It. If you're happy and you know it, clap your hands. Show me!